All right, so this is LK, and I am doing my AMA finally. I got over my 500 subscribers, and thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. So I got quite a few questions, so I'm just going to work my way through them. First question I got was, what are your favourite video games and TV show? So my favourite video game is Resident Evil. I started playing when I was, I think, around 13, which was a little bit ago. I love the storyline. Got me into zombies. I'm a huge fan of the zombie genre, like George Romero, that kind of thing. But I followed Resident Evil from one right through to the latest games, and I really, really liked the Resident Evil 2 remake, which was one of my favourite Resident Evil games, so. As for TV shows, oh God, I have a varied range. Like, I love true crime shows. I also do and listen to true crime podcasts. I like things that have got a kind of really good in-depth storyline. So, I enjoyed iZombie, which has finished now, which I'm heartbroken about because it was a really good show. The other kind of things that I maybe watch are Orange is the New Black. I got quite into that last year and haven't watched the last season yet. I'm saving it until I've got time to actually binge it because I know that once I start watching it, I won't be able to stop. But yeah, there's quite a lot of shows that I enjoy. Now, what stereotype about your country ethnicity do you dislike the most? I think for some reason, some people seem to think that Scottish people run around in kilts and eat haggis all day, or they liken it to Braveheart. I think that's one of kind of the most annoying, like, oh yeah, do y'all run about in kilts and things like that? And it's like, no, we don't. The weirdest question I ever got asked was, did we have hospitals in Scotland when I was overseas? And I was like, of course we do. What? Why? The dumbest and funniest sexual encounter I've ever had. Oh my God. Perhaps I was with this guy and he'd used this kind of lube, and basic long story short, I went down on him and ended up with numb tongue because of the fucking lube that he'd used, and it like completely numbed my mouth, and it was not pleasant at all. Physical aspect of the male and possibly female body turns you on the most. Not sure if it's really physical aspects. I like forearms, like seeing a guy's forearms and things like that. On a woman, I guess I could be construed as a boob woman. I like a nice set of breasts. What time during the day are you the horniest? Well, I can tell you the time of day I'm most active, which is at night. I'm a big night owl. I love being kind of up at night. I get most of my work done at night, most of my recording done at night, so I guess it would probably be nighttime. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? Well, when I'm with a partner, generally every day, because I have quite a kind of high libido, so that's, yeah, I think that answers that question. Favorite position? I think it's equal between doggy and missionary. I like the kind of the roughness that you can get of doggy, and I like the kind of closeness of missionary. So, what fictional character do I want to have sex with the most, and why? Again, going back to Resident Evil, I guess Leon Kennedy or Albert Wesker, because Leon is very, very nice looking, and Wesker, I like a bad boy, what can I say? What are your dick size preferences? I don't really have a preference. I think that there's more to having sex with someone than the size of their dick. The worst date I've ever been on. Well, I think the worst date I've ever been on was the first date that I ever went on when I was 14, and I was taken to the movies by a guy that I was seeing at school. And during the movie that we went to see, he kissed me, and I hate to say this, but there was zero technique, and it was like worst bad first kiss ever. So I'd say that was the worst one. The best date I've ever been on, I think the best date I've ever been on was when I was with my ex in America, and we went to the movies, and we just had one of those nights where we went to the movies and then just walked about and talked and just spent the time kind of just talking about anything and everything. I really like that kind of thing, like talking to someone and getting to know stuff about their past and what they're really into. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I think the one thing that I would say to guys is make eye contact with a woman. Like, I know that most guys are pretty kind of good when it comes to speaking to a woman and making eye contact, but there are some that will just stand and look at your breasts the whole time, and that is a huge turn off. So, and I mean, we're not like, I mean, I know that a lot of guys are really worried about talking to women, but we're not horned monsters. I mean, we are people, and you can have a genuine normal conversation with us. We're not gonna bite. Well, not unless you want us to. How did I stumble upon GWA? I suppose I should go back to how I found audios. I found audios last November. I had been messing about on YouTube, and I liked ASMR for a couple of years, so I kind of just stumbled across an audio by Cardlin Audio, and it was a rescue mission where he played a soldier, and I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I think it was about 2 days later that I discovered Cardlin's erotic audios, and then it was like, where the fuck has this been all my life? Oh my god, this is amazing. I love this. And then I discovered that Reddit had quite a big kind of audio community, and that had me stumble upon to GWA. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Not really sure if there's any that I wouldn't listen to. I've kind of listened to a very wide, broad range. As for not recording myself, I think it depends on the context of the script. I mean, there are some kind of things out there that a lot of people wouldn't go near or wouldn't kind of make a point of pointing out in an audio. So, but generally, I'm pretty open-minded. So, if you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick character? I thought about this question for a couple of weeks, and I have absolutely no idea what my stripper name would be. I mean, is it not like your first pet in the street that you grew up on? So it would be like Sparky. Well, I'm not going to give my street away because I fucking still live in that street. But, and the gimmick or character, I think she'd be pretty kind of fun-loving, but there would maybe be a slight dominant side to her. I mean, I'm a submissive myself, but I think if I was playing a role, then I would maybe play a kind of more dominant role. Do you watch stand-up comedy? And yes, if yes, who's your favourite comedian? I love Russell Howard, who I have a tortoise that I've named Russell, but I also love Michael McIntyre. I also enjoy the kind of blue-collar comedy guys, Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy, Bella Engvall, and Ron White. I mean, I found them when I was in the States, and they crack me up. I absolutely love listening to them. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I'd probably maybe tell her to find audios a lot sooner, because I've missed a couple of years of this and I wish I'd found it a lot sooner. So maybe something like that. What's the last movie you saw? The last movie I saw was called The Hustle, and it was Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, where they play a couple of con artists, and I laughed my heart out the whole way through. It's one of those movies that you can just sit down and enjoy and love, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about it, and if not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? Well, I tend to cry when animals get hurt in movies. I'm a huge animal lover, and I can't bear to see an animal. Like, if there's an animal in a movie, I will hold my hand up. I will go and find out if that animal dies, because I don't want to see it. A movie that had a massive emotional impact on me, I think, would be The Life of David Gale. Especially the ending. Like, it's one of those movies that you do not see that ending coming, and I did cry at the end of that. I think it's the one animal movie, non-animal movie even, that I have cried at. It was a really heartbreaking ending to a movie, but so well done. I mean, Kevin Spacey played the part phenomenally, and Kate Winslet was amazing in that film. I did get a couple of questions in PM, so let me just bring them up. What kind of books do you like to read? I read anything. If I see a book that I like the look of, I'll give it a go. I'm one of these people, I don't tend to judge a book by its cover. I'll kind of give it a try, and if I really like it, then I'll give it a go. What kind of music are you into? Oh god. Again, I listen to an array of different music. I mean, I got an iPod in February, and it had that thing where it suggests music to you from the stuff that you've picked, and I think what looked at mine and went, hell no, I have no idea what you want, so. But I tend to like kind of musicals, hard rock, general rock. I love Queen, Michael Jackson, classical. If I'm in a mood, if I'm writing a script, recently when I've been writing scripts, I do have been listening to audios, but I will maybe listen to classical music. If I'm writing a script that's kind of more action based, I'll maybe listen to something a bit more upbeat. And I am not ashamed to say it, but lately I've been listening to the Descendants 3 soundtrack and The Greatest Showman, because I recently found them and I really, really like them. What is your favourite food? Dear God. Well, it's not haggis, I can tell you that. I don't know. I think I would say my favourite savoury food is pasta. I like all different kinds of pasta. And my favourite sweet food is probably maybe ice cream. I quite like kind of vanilla ice cream with white chocolate through it. So like over here we have KFC and they have a Crush'em, which is like a kind of vanilla milkshake thing with white chocolate bits in it. And it's just really, really nice. What is your ideal quiet night in? Right, ideal quiet night in would be, generally, I think just kind of hanging with my dogs, maybe watching a movie. I really enjoy kind of editing audios, so I'll maybe edit some work that I've been doing or script writing. Generally, I kind of hang out with my friends on Discord and we have a good laugh and generally ends up with crazy hilarity. And if you hear heavy breathing in the background, it's my dog. It's not anything like weird going on, I promise you. So that's all I've got for now. I want to thank you for listening. If there is anything else you would like to know, just send me the questions and I will answer them whenever I can. Thank you very much, and thank you so much for subscribing. Have a nice night. Bye.